GOP Rep. Good, government shutdown is not ideal, but it's not the worst thing. By Jeff Poore on February 26, 2024. Monday, during an appearance on FBN's Cavuto Coast to Coast, Representative Bob Good, RVA, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, rejected calls for Republicans to go along with Democrat spending levels, noting that Republicans have been in charge for more than a year and nothing's changed. According to the Virginia Republican lawmaker, a government shutdown would not be the worst of possible outcomes. Partial transcript as follows. Cavuto Coast to Coast fill-in host David Asman, so, are you, we have got an impasse now. Are you willing to take that impasse to a partial government shutdown? Rep. Bob Good, RVA, well, the bottom line is, we still have in place the spending levels and the policies from the Biden/Pelosi/Schumer regime, from when they had all control, total control of government. Nothing's changed in the 14 months since Republicans have had control. At least we have slowed things down. At least we have fought over spending. At least we have not made things worse. But the more this government does, the worse it is for the American people. We shouldn't be joining hands with Democrats just to show we can govern or we can get things done, no matter how harmful to the American people. What we ought to do then? Asman, even if that leads to a partial government shutdown? Good, well, the government shutdown is not ideal, but it's not the worst thing. It would be worse to exacerbate the problem, to further increase our debt and our spending, to make our fiscal situation, which is unprecedented as it is, as you know, to continue to fund a government that's facilitating the border invasion. Why would we give Biden and Mayorkas billions and billions of dollars to keep doing this to the American people? The only leverage we have when we have one house of one branch is to be willing to say no, to be willing to walk away. What we ought to do is do a, and this is a low. This is setting the bar really low, but we ought to do the, at least the continuing resolution through September 30th. That would kick in the FRA caps that were put in place a year ago. I was against them a year ago because we had a stronger hand a year ago. But at least that would cut about $100 billion from what the Biden, excuse me, the Johnson-Schumer deal was planning to do. At least it would eliminate thousands of earmarks for tens of billions of dollars for members of both parties, and at least it wouldn't make things worse. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.